You're listening to the Stephen Sexton Podcast. This transforming message will activate, elevate, and cultivate you for the next level. For more information on Stephen, go to stephensexton.com. And now, here's Stephen.
You have the power through Christ, not in yourself, not in being good, but through Christ, what I'm telling you, that there is such an authority that you have as a believer. And many people do not understand that, and they don't know it. And they settle for good and never godly. They settle for good. And we're going to talk about some things here tonight that I pray will open your eyes. Because here's the thing. You will never use your voice unless you've heard His voice. You will never use your voice unless you've heard His voice. Because He is the power. He's the one that's going to make you stand up and proclaim something. And if you've never heard Him, then you won't have it in you to stand and speak. And so what we've done is we've raised up. Look at me. Don't be tired. Look at me. Y'all can sleep later. Let's just talk about it. I'm just finna talk to y'all a little bit. Before I get into all that I want to talk about, I'm going to just tell you. Look at me. You got to come up. All young people, you got to come up. There's a whole lot more in you than people give you credit for. They label you as someone who is non-effective until 18 or 19, or till you pay taxes, till you have kids, until you contribute to society. But what I'm telling you is, we used to have 12-year-olds that were dignitaries across waters of our great continent. What I'm telling you is, you don't be an underachiever. Oh, I'm so tired. Man, punch yourself in the face. Because I'm serious, you will look a fool, and you may have a bloody nose, but your soul may hear something that will awaken your life. See, even right here, the lust of the flesh, it's very easy for us to come in and how I feel. And so I don't feel like I want to receive, so I don't receive. Let me tell you something. So eating spiritually is different than eating physically. When you are hungry physically, you need to eat. That is not how it happens spiritually. Spiritually, you don't get hungry unless you eat. You need to hold on that for a second, because what I'm telling you is, you go out, some of y'all start shaking if it's like an hour, if it's 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Some of you girls, you miss lunch, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so famished. I'm going to open the door, I'm going to eat something. And so you're like, I don't even know what I want. I'm like, I'm looking at this. You're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I could eat like a cow, like everything. And so you pull out a carrot. I'm like, dude, give me the biggie everything. You know what I'm saying? They give me a Coke like this. I'm like, do you have anything bigger? Because I'm hungry. I've missed a meal. I'm like, everything in me is like, poof, poof, poof. Do eat. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever want to go. I'm serious. You don't ever want to go to the store hungry. Have y'all ever gone to the store hungry? That is some messed up stuff. You know what I'm saying? You go to the store hungry, you're getting stuff you hate. You know what I'm saying? You hadn't had Vienna sausages since you were 4. All of a sudden, oh! Do not go to the... I'm telling you, don't go to the store hungry. It'll mess you up. Your cart will be full. Your parent, mom looking at you like, what? I'm growing. When you don't eat... physically, you get hungry, but that's not how it happens spiritually. Spiritually, for you to get hungry, you got to eat. 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 And then after you continue eating, then all of a sudden, you get hungry. But we got a lot of people in church that are not eating, and so they're not hungry. And we're raising up a generation of young people that have never experienced the supernatural. They've never experienced the presence of God. They've never heard anything from the voice of God. They've never had a great encounter. They've never had anything, but they've been in church their whole life. No wonder you backslide. No wonder you backslide. No wonder you don't feel God. No wonder you don't know it's real. Because for you, it's not. You have become someone who acts like everybody acts. And we have a form of godliness, but God is not in it. Because you're not eating. and you're not hungry. Man, what would churches be like if everybody came hungry? See, but people don't come hungry. People come full. I'm full of the world. I'm full of this. I'm full of MTV. I'm full of the internet. I'm full of Facebook. I'm not talking about perverted stuff. I'm just full of the world. So I come and I sit down and I'm full. I'm not hungry. So when the word comes forth, I zone off. I text. I talk to my girl. I hang out. I do. Because you know what? It doesn't interest me. I'm not really into it. You know what? Here's the thing. It don't matter what my wife cooks. And my wife is a cook. Boy, she will make you slap your mama. I'm afraid she's a good cook. And I don't suggest that you do that. But I'm just telling you, she's a good cook. But you know what? On a rare occasion, man, I've messed up a few times. I ain't gonna lie. I have gone by. We got a place, a little hamburger place out here called The Shack. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like a Super Shack. You can't even hold it with a hand. You hold it. Some hamburgers you can just like, and be social. You cannot hold a Super Shack with one hand. You're like. Can't talk, arms getting heavy, trying to eat fat. Start cramping. On occasion. About 3, 4, started to get hungry. I go up there. I felt like a shack. Super. Shack. Cheese. Bacon. I go up there. Give me a Super Shack. Start eating it, hanging out, talking, texting, just kind of living life. Go home, and my wife has prepared a meal that just is 10 times better than the Shack. It's better. I mean, and Super Shack good, so it's like in the top. It's like higher. Okay? And I just missed out on the quality and the time and the effort because I was full. Doesn't matter how good it is. If I can't put any more in, Don't matter how good. Man, she's cooking steak. She's cooking. The best thing my wife cooks is she cooks fried chicken, homemade fried chicken. But I'll invite all of y'all over to have this fried chicken. I'm just telling you, it is that good. It is that good. And you know how mad I would be if I knew she was preparing that? That's my absolute favorite meal. We have it every Christmas Eve. That is my absolute favorite meal. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, ask her. You know how mad I would be if my wife decided to bless me with fried chicken? Real mashed potatoes. I'm not talking about the little flake mashed potatoes. That you're feeling like a week later. I'm talking about real. Peeling the potatoes. And if I went home and I had just had cheese sticks, I can't eat my fried chicken. Because I just had cheese sticks. Cheese sticks. Frozen. 12-month-old. Came from Canada. Cheese stick. That's what we do every Sunday. Because the things of the world are more real and more satisfying and more tantalizing than the things of God. You know why? Because at least the things of the world we can experience with little effort. The things of the world I can experience. If I want to have sex, I just go do it. If I want to do a little drug, I just go do it. If I want to watch a movie, I just go do it. If I want to whatever, but if I want the presence of God, I got to wait. Oh, heck no, I ain't waiting. I want to go do it. I don't want to wait. I want to do it. And so churches everywhere, not hungry. Full. Loving God in a good way, never experiencing God in a supernatural way. You hear what I'm telling you? Listen, what I'm telling you is God has got something for your life. God's got something for you. And I believe that this weekend can and should be a launching pad in your life where you are ready to speak. But you have to prepare yourself. You don't just hear God. You don't. People get up there and they start talking about the voice of God and hearing God, and they make it sound like it's so easy. I remember preachers talking about hearing the voice of God, and they'd be talking about God told me, and God told me, and God told me, and I'm just like, huh? And I would go back to my room, and I would start praying. I'm like, God, I'm fighting the enemy, putting on the shout to the Lord. It was back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Me and Darlene were rocking the house, and then just turn it off, and... Turn it back on. Turn it off. And I could not relate to these people who were on stage telling me the voice of God, the voice of God, the voice of God. And I'm like, what does it sound like? Is it like Mufasa? I just want to know, is it like, you know what I'm saying? Is it like that? James Earl Jones. You know what I'm saying? Is that like the voice of God?
Stephen.
What is it like? And so it's hard for me. If you want to hear the voice of God, there is preparation. Preparation. There's preparation to hear the voice of God. You know preparation. Taking the time. Getting yourself ready. I mean, you wouldn't ask someone to just operate on you without preparation. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? I got something wrong with my back. Can you get a knife? No, where did you go to school? Where did you get credentials? And don't talk to me, tell me that you got an online degree. You finna do surgery on me? I want to know who you cut on first. Are they still living? If I got something wrong with my car, I just don't find someone and say, if we fix it. I go to someone who has prepared, and they're ready, and they can. Girls, you just don't go out with someone because they ask. They got to be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Girls, I know that some of y'all never heard that before. What? They got to be prepared. You need to adopt the motto. If you want to be with me, you have to have the three. I'm going to tell you what they are. Okay? Number one, a powerful walk with God. You know why? Because that will take care of the love issue. And in marriage and in life, you want to know about the love issue. If he can love God, then he can love you. Because if he can love God, the love of the Father is in him. And God is love, and so he can love you. So he needs a powerful walk with God. If he don't have that, he no go. I just said a mouthful right there. You need to take notes. He needs to have a vision for his life, because if he has a vision for his life, he'll get a job. If he gets a job, he'll have money, and you need a lot of money. You don't even know how much money you need. He needs to be a king. He needs to be a king. He needs to walk like a king. He needs to talk like a king. He needs to act like a king. When he needs to be able to make a decision. You don't want to go out with a guy that says where you want to go. Yeah. Yeah. I've been thinking about you. I know where I'm going to go. Sit down, baby. We finna roll. I'm a king. You know what I'm saying? Queens marry kings. All of y'all, that's right, I'm going to slap y'all. Because I look at the people y'all dating, they ain't no king. A king is different. A king walks different. A king talks different. A king has a mentality that's different. A king knows how to serve. A king knows how to protect. A king is a warrior. A king, I mean, I don't even know what I'm talking about, y'all. I'm tired of these feminine men. Grow up, never mind. Handsy, boy. Hear what I'm saying? Yeah. A king. And if they're not a king, dump the bum. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? What are you looking for? A powerful walk with?
God.
A vision?
For life.
And you're looking for a king. I'm telling you, that's everything that you need. Girls, you're looking for security. You're looking for comfort. You're looking for love. You're looking for protection. You're looking for a prophet, priest, king. I'm telling you, all that's wrapped up in the three. You need to learn about that. Yeah, don't. I got no time to talk about that no more. Got to go on. All this is for free. You didn't pay $45 for this. 1 Samuel. Turn there. 1 Samuel. Chapter 2, verse 22. Your boyfriend just got antsy. Well, you know, my dad said he'd give me a job. Boyfriend just got it. I got $25 on my pillow. That's for you, girl. That's for you. Bum. God loves you, though. Just because God loves him don't mean you have to love him. You got to love him. You just don't have to love. Don't even say nothing to me acting like y'all embarrassed. I know what y'all watch. All right, what are we talking about? Hearing the voice of God? What are we talking about? I lost my mind. First Samuel what?
2:22.
Okay. 1 Samuel 2:22. What? 1 Samuel 2:22. All right, let's look at this. I'm going to talk to you about the point of what I want to say. Now Eli was very old and heard everything that his sons did in Israel and how they had laid with the women assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. And he said to them, "Why do you do these things?" He's fixing to go off. Daddy's finna go off. Eli's finna wreck. Finna take care of business. "For I hear that your evil dealings from the people. No, my sons, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress." Let me give you the skinny. Here's the lowdown. Check this out. Eli was the prophet of God. He had two sons. Both sons were evil. They did not walk in the ways of the Lord. They took from the people. They were takers. They would take advantage of people. People would come to bring an offering and they would want more. God required a tenth and they would want 15%, 20%. They would want more than their share. They were takers. They were takers. They were takers. They were takers. Say it. They were what?
Takers.
They were takers. Now, what I want you to see is this. Here are boys that grew up in church, knew the law better than any of them, were on the leadership team, and were on the worship squad. They knew God. They just never heard his voice. They knew about God. They knew what their daddy did. And what I'm telling you is, they never had a moment in and of themselves. And it is very scary for you to be in the right place, around the right people, in the right place that God's called you to be, and still inside of you, you're not right. Eli's sons, they couldn't be in a better place. They were in the tabernacle. You couldn't even get there. Eli's sons went deep into the tabernacle, and all the other people didn't. What I'm telling you is they could not have been in a better place. Some of you, I'm telling you, you are in such a good place, it's killing you. You are in such a good place that you think that because what your mom does, what your dad does, the fact that you're on the worship team, the fact that you were in a Christian school, the fact that you're here, that you're doing something. What I'm telling you is you can be in the very place of God, but God not working in you. Does this make sense? And you're excited because you're learning the things of God. The sons of Eli, they knew the things of God. They knew the law. They knew what was right. They knew what was wrong. But it wasn't getting into their heart. It wasn't getting into their heart. What I'm asking you is the message of God getting, look at me, into your heart? Or you got it in your head? Is it breaking you? Does it cause you to see? Or are you closing your eyes and you don't see? Do you see people? Do you break for people? Does God wake you up and you pray for people? Is that message burning in you? Are you like most people? You fall asleep in church. Because you've heard it all. Fool. There was another boy who grew up in the same house. Came from a different mom. Hannah. Not Montana. I know that was cheesy. I know that was stupid. I'm saying, my wife's here, she'd be like, babe, you shouldn't say that. That's dumb. Let's turn now. I want to talk to you a bit. Sam, turn with me to 1 Samuel 3. Let's talk about Samuel. His mom and dad went to the temple, to tabernacle, to pray. They went every year, once a year, and Hannah could have no children, and so she cried out to the Lord. Man, I want to have a baby. God, people are making fun of me. They're clowning on me. This is terrible. I'm old. I ain't got no kids. I got to have a kid. You know what I'm saying? In my culture, it's not good. Can you help me out? Crying, boy, lamenting. Deep. It was so deep in her that the prophet Eli, you know, many years earlier, looked at her as she was just really just giving it out to the Lord, just like emptying out. He thought she was drunk. He's like, woman, get out of here. Yo, drunk, nasty self. This is the church. You're coming up here all, you know what I'm saying? You need to go on. She's like, I'm not drunk. I'm hurting. I'm just such in pain and in grief. I want to have a child. And so he said, okay, my bad. May God do it as you said. And she's like, really? And so she goes home and they believe the word. They believed the word. Say it. She believed the word of the man of God. Listen to me. And they conceived. She believed the word. She believed the word. Just because you hear it doesn't mean you believe it. Just because you hear it doesn't mean you believe it. Listen, you can agree to it and still not believe it. Believing is acting upon. Believing means I step out in that. Faith is I don't just hear about it, but I operate in it. And I had a son. And after she got this little boy weaned, and man, as I was sitting over here and reading this, man, my heart was breaking. I got four kids, and man, I just don't know if I could give them up to Bob. Drop Trevor off after he's weaned, and here... Bob, he's going to be sold out to the ministry. I'm just so happy God gave me a kid. You can have him. I'll visit him once a year. You know what I'm saying, Michelle? I mean, I was just sitting over there, and I wasn't necessarily crying for me, but I was thinking, what faith, what commitment from this. She was so believing the word that she knew what you've given me, you've only given me for your purpose. So she dropped off her son. And he served well. And you can read chapter 1, 2, and 3, and you can get the backstory on him. I ain't got time to go into all that. But he started growing, and he started learning the law, and he started learning. He started what? And let's read this right here. Chapter 3, verse 1. And now the boy, Samuel, ministered before the Lord to Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Okay? Let me break that down for you. Samuel had never had an encounter with God. He had been around the man of God. And he had learned some things about God. But he had never had a personal, directive, vision-orienting, life-changing movement of God where he is concerned. He is just around learning, preparing, learning, preparing, learning, preparing. Dust that, clean that, mop that, read me the letters. Okay, and so-and-so begot so-and-so, begot so-and-so, begot so-and-so. What's that name again? Begot so-and-so. That's all that it was. It wasn't Holy Ghost crazy. It wasn't jumping out the pew. It was just learning. Look here. Are you with me? Yeah. Y'all with me or what? Everybody with me? Okay. And it came to pass at the time while Eli was laying down in the place, and when his eyes had begun to grow dim, he was falling asleep. Okay? Look at me. The lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was laying down, the Lord called to him, "I am here." And so he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." This happened four times. Okay, I want you to picture this. Now stay with me, because I'm going to bring this whole thing to point. Samuel's up in the bed. He'd been working hard. Just going in, getting a little shut eyes. And all of a sudden he hears, "Sam! Yeah, I'm coming!" "What, Eli? What? What you want, man?" "I didn't call you." "April Fool." "Stop playing, Eli. What you want, man?" "I didn't call you." "Okay. I know you called me. I know your voice. I know when y'all was talking to me. I was like, yeah, same here. Come here. I know you." Whatever. I'm going to fall asleep again. "Samuel." "Yeah. Why? I'm right here. What happened? You fall out the bed again? What happened?" "I didn't call you." "What do you mean you didn't call me? You told me you didn't call me last time. I know you called me. You playing a game with me. What? This is about the mop water I spilled in. I don't like it. I'm going to bed. I'm playing this game. I'm going to be up there all night talking about what you say. I'm going to bed." Gets up again. "Sammy, I ain't playing now. For real, if I walk down this hall, you better need me. I'm getting sore. I did not call you. Go to bed. Wait. If you hear it again, it's the Lord. And say this. Speak, Lord. Your servant hears you." Listen to what I'm telling you. This boy was growing up in the house of God. And when God spoke, he didn't know it. He grew up in the house of God, and when God called his name, he didn't know it. He had no idea who it was. He didn't know what it was. He didn't know from Satan, Eli, to God. He had no idea. In his wildest imagination, he never thought God could be speaking to me. And that's what this generation has done. We run to our pastor to give me a word, but we never think God will speak to you, start something in you, change a culture in you, use your voice. Because you know what? God don't speak to me. He never has. That's what Samuel could have said. God's never spoke to me. Why would it be God now? Because preparation, time, right, growing. There was a time when God did not anoint David, but then there was a time when God did anoint David. There was a time when Joshua wasn't the man, but then there was a time when it was the man, when he was the man, and the culture changed and everything changed. And what if right now you weren't the man 5 years ago, but you are today? You weren't the man of God 3 years ago, 2 months ago, 5 years ago. You were addicted. You were a joke. You were a loser. But now you're starting to get some things right in your life. You're starting to pursue God. And all of a sudden, you are the man. See, it can't be you. It can't be you. It can be your sister. It can be your brother. It can be your youth pastor. But it can't be you. And so you go to the only voice near the room. Because it can't be God. Can't be. Are you hearing me? We got to know his voice. And what I'm telling you is, and I mean, I just wish I could just stay here, but y'all just can't. I'm just telling you, I just can't stay here for a long time. I got to go. But what I'm telling you is the voice. Samuel was one of the greatest prophets in our history. After Eli died, Samuel was the one to rally Israel, bring everyone together and say, repent before God. The Philistines were coming up and getting ready to attack them. They were going to wipe them out. And because God heard the cry of his people, he spared them. And the Philistines fought against themselves. Samuel, let me give you an equation, was able to use his voice. Because way back over here, Samuel heard the voice. Without the voice, there is no your voice. You want to change your school? Listen. You want to change your church? Listen. You want to change your youth group? Listen. Get back here. Start preparing. Go to youth group. Start praying. Start praying. Start praying. Start believing. Start giving him time to speak. Start quieting all the things in your mind and allow him to talk to you. Because when you hear the word, oh my, everything's different. Did it happen with David? He had a Samuel moment. He was this outcast kid in the sheep pen. But all of a sudden he had a word and he had a moment. And then he tested it and he got a lion, he got a bear, and then he got Goliath. I can't even stay there on y'all. I have to go on. You know, a lot of times we go to youth group, we go to a church, and I don't know how to play this. And God does something really great in our life. And so, how do you turn this back over? Is it on repeat? Boy, we have times, boy. And we're like, God cuts through all of the junk in our life, and he's speaking to you like right now. Man, God is, woo, God is lining you up. Look at me. You're trying to look at that girl, but you can't. God is speaking to you, boy, and all of a sudden, it's just, it's coming alive. All of a sudden, something's starting to move. But what happens is we get other things in our life, and and you know, it's just two things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got my God. You know what I'm saying? I got my God. I'm fixing to change the world, boy. I'm fixing to come unglued on the enemy. I'm fixing to do some stuff. But this girl, though, Whoo, boy, I think together we could do great ministry. That's all I'm saying. I think together, not that type of ministry, you little dirties. But you know what? But then we live life just a little bit longer. And you know, we got to get a job. Got to make some ends. Parents say you got to pay your insurance. Got to grow up and live life just a little bit. And what happens is, as we go through life,
What's next?
Your future. Your money. Your girl. And your praise becomes silent. And you got all these voices in your life, and you wonder why you can't hear God. You wonder why God's not moving in your life. You wonder why your Christianity's soft. You wonder why you're not engaging. Because you know what? That's the sound of your life. And here's the sad thing. God doesn't become the song you sing. God becomes one of the songs on your playlist.
What's next?
Who you want to be? Who you want to be? Do you want to be a voice in your school? There's got to be one song in your heart. Got to be one song in your heart. And what I'm telling you is you get to pick it. That's how much God loves you. You get to pick the song. You hear me? What do you want? You want to be average? Average is not remembered. People don't write movies about average. They don't write stories about average. They don't talk to people about average. Right now you work on your legacy. Right now you work on your legacy. Right this second you start working on your legacy. Who do you want to be now, 10 years from now? Right now you work on that. Man, I'm telling you, prepare. 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 What are the sounds in your heart? Are you religious? Do you have a form of godliness, but you don't know Him? You know the law. You know to wear your skirt a little bit lower than your knees so you don't show what God gave you. You know how to talk. You know not to say certain little words that people would criticize you for. But do you know God? I know you know the system, but do you know God? You want to be a voice? You want to be a voice? Or are you going to be silent? Because I'm telling you, we got giants up in this land because there has been a culture and I'm not judging anybody, but it is your parents' culture. We have allowed giants in this land. We've allowed apathy in the church. And what I'm telling you is God wants to use you to change it. And I'll just tell you this, I don't need a clap. I need people willing to take a step. I don't need a clap. I need people to say, I'm fixing to quiet all the other noises in my life. I'm fixing to break my life before the presence of Almighty God. And I'm going to allow Him to crush me so that He can soar me. You hear me? What is it? What's the song in your heart? Look at me. I believe God's about to do some stuff in your life and it's going to change your life. I believe some things about to happen in your life. Some Holy Ghost God ordained. See, you are not what you weigh. You are not what you bench. You are not what people say you are. You are not all of those things. This little Samuel kid was a boy. He was a boy. You know what he could have said? If he was a teenager, if he was older, if he was as critical and cynical as we are, if Eli would have said, man, that's God. Man, you crazy, the old man. You're about to die, and where you going crazy? Why is God going to speak to me? He ain't never spoke to me before. This is not a message I'm sending to all of you. This is a message that God has sent you. Wake up. Let's change this culture. Let's hear God speak. Let's allow God to move. You hear what I'm saying? Here's the blue. I believe there are many of you that it was, you know, I was speaking right to you. You know God was speaking right to your heart. Right now, there's something burning inside of you. There's something moving inside of you. And all it is passion for Him. Passion for Him. All it is an excitement to do what God wants you to do. Some of you, there's fear. What will it cost me? Everything. Everything. Here's what I want to do. Before we engage, I want to praise. Because I don't want you just making a decision. I want you allowing that. I don't want anybody coming down front. I want you to stay where you're at. Guys, if we can do, I want you to lead us in a worship song. Is that okay? And we're going to worship. And then I believe the presence of God is going to fall in this place. And some of you won't even need to be prayed for because God is going to do something so radical in your life. Why? Because you dared to believe Him. Believe Him. Listen, I didn't even get to my point. I'm so excited about this, Dev. I didn't even get to my point. Look here. 1 Samuel, chapter 10. Eli tells him, Eli says, next time you hear the voice, I want you to go. And I want you to say, Lord, your servant hears you. Speak. Here's what happens. Listen to this. And the Lord God came. Listen, came and stood and called to Samuel. What was different? He didn't just call this time. He came and stood and inhabited. Why did he do that? Because the boy's attention changed. I wasn't expecting God, but now I am. And God didn't decide to speak. He decided to show up. You see, when Samuel's attention changed, God knew Samuel was ready. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm going to speak to you till I get you. But when I get your attention and I get your focus and I get your faith, we finna partner together and we finna rock the world. We finna partner together and we finna rock the world. That's all I'm going to tell you. And God is looking to partner with you. You hear me? Guys, will y'all lead us in this? Y'all lead us in this worship song? And here's what I want to do. I want to cry out. Man, I want to cry out. I want to worship like you've not worshiped before. I mean, God may be doing something in your life. Tears may start to flow. You may start seeing the songs that have been playing louder than Him. I don't know. But allow yourself to push pause and stop on all the songs that are playing. And let's see what God does. Come on, guys. Y'all lead us in this. Everybody just stay where you're at. We're going to praise this. Come on. He can change everything. Called you while you were yet a sinner. Bought and purchased your life. Looks past addiction. Woo-hoo. Come on. Come on. That's average. Come on. That God wants to take you a step further. And you know what? I believe some of the things that are playing in you that keep calling you back to distraction or sin. Man, I'm not saying they're evil. I'm just saying that you have a love for them so much that they drowned out the greatness of what God wants to do in your life. And maybe it's time to break them. Maybe it's time to break them off your life. Take that. Thank you. And what I'm telling you, as they sing this chorus again, and God starts to move, here's what I want to do. If you're ready to break some stuff off of your life, I don't care who you are, I don't care what it is. It could be an addiction to Facebook. It could be, I don't know what it is. But I'm telling you, if we're going to be the people of God, He's got to get us. Anytime He wants us, He's got to be able to put us on speed dial. He's got to be able to say, I want you when I want you, not when it's convenient. I want you when I want you, not when it's convenient. I want you right now. I got things for you right now. And they're better than good. They're miraculous. They're miraculous. They're eye-opening, bones removing, bones shaking. You know what I'm saying? Dry bones living. They're miraculous. I'm going to count to three, and you got some stuff playing in you, and I'm fixing to break it off my life, then God is about to do a work in your life, and your life's going to be changed. I promise you that. One. Here we go, little boy Samuel. Little boy Samuel, it's God speaking. What will you say and how will you respond? One. Two. When I get to three, I don't care if you got to fight someone to get up here. I'm fixing to break some stuff off my life. One. Two. Three. Let's go. Let's go. Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, right now in the name of Jesus. You see, these men. I'm talking to you men first. Look at me. It's time for men to be men. Look at me. The Bible says that when I was a child, I thought like a child. But now that I'm becoming a man, I put away childish things and I let them go. Real men hear God. Real men direct their family. Real men are an image that their kids can look at and say, follow me as I follow Christ. That's a real man. The devil has always had an assignment against men, and it started in the garden. Listen to me. Look at me. Listen. Y'all bring this down just a little bit because I... Listen to me. The devil, listen to me, knew that he could not fight man eye to eye. Because God had given man all authority. And the devil knew he could not fight man eye to eye. That's why he didn't attack man. He came through woman. And woman could be a distraction to man. And it kind of crumbled from within. But the devil knew, I can't step to a man. Because if I step to a man, he will send me walking. He will send me on my own. Just like Jesus did. When Satan came and tempted Jesus. And he tempted him three times. What happened when Jesus was done? Jesus said to Satan, amen. All the miracles that Jesus did was like a man. A man said, Satan, be gone. And dude tucked his tail and left. You can't rock men. Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled, redeemed. You can't rock a man. Our enemy is the devil. Our enemy is the devil. And if he can destroy mankind, then everything is lost. Every social problem that we have is because of men. 90% of crime, men. 97% of rape, men. All statistics, men, men, men. You want to be a voice? Be a man. Be a man. Stop being a feminine man. Stop being a metrosexual. And step up and be a man and lead this culture for Christ. Oh my God, what would happen if we had some men? Ooh, boy, I'm just telling you. I'm getting excited thinking about it. Women, I thank God for you. You're strong. I thank God for the Deborahs and the Esthers. For the ones that in a male's absence have picked up and done more. If we took women out of the church, we wouldn't have church. Is that true? Your role is vital. Your role is vital. And Satan has been trying to manipulate you and lie to you. Look at me and tell you what you see is not really what you see. See what you see is your weight and your competition, and what you see is who's better than you, and what you see is, and he's always been trying to get you on what you see, on what you see. I believe that God is about to do some crazy things in your life. And so I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for the girls first. Come on, if there's a leader up here, there's leaders all around here. I want you to find some people. Find these girls. I want to lay a hand on every girl that's up here. Come on. I really, you know, this wasn't what I was going to do, but now I'm doing it. So this is what I'm doing. Because your song is different than the guy's song. We need you, women. We need you, women, to raise up godly young people. We need you to stay married. We need you not to be preoccupied. We need you not to manipulate the situation. We need you to speak the things of God. We need you to do it. We need you to be a standard a lot of times. We need you. Come on, all over this place. Come on, girls, lift your arms towards heaven. Come on, lift them up. Where's my wife? Come here, babe. I'm going to let my wife pray for y'all. She's a better woman than I am. Baby, you pray for these women?
You've created us as life givers, and these women in this room are going to breathe life into the destinies of all the other women around them. They're going to breathe life. They're going to stop the evil talking. They're going to stop killing people with their words, but they're going to start speaking life. They're going to start speaking destiny into other girls' lives in the name of Jesus. No longer will they be interested in their own thing any longer, or their petty insecurities, or their pride, or their what other people would think, but God, that they would know, that they would be grounded in who you've called them to be and who you've made them to be. They would not waste their time any longer in comparing themselves to each other. But God, that you would show them their each individual gifts and talents, and then you would give them the strength and the perseverance to mature those gifts and talents so that they could affect and do much for your kingdom. Father God, that they would no longer start looking for their own good in their life, but they would start looking to glorify you in every single area. God, no longer will be known as the nags or the gossips or the too into their looks or too into this or that or too needy for guys, but they are going to be secure in who they are in you. They are going to be the women who seek you, and they hear your voice, and they direct people in a feminine way. No longer will they be in competition with males, trying to be aggressive and trying to go and conquer the world, but they will find their strength and their power in you, and they will take their role. And they will live their role out to proclaim to the world that there is freedom in you. There is freedom in you.
Thank you, Father.
That these women in this room are free, no longer bound. They look different than the world because they are free.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Come on, men. Come on, men. Lift your arms up. Lift your arms up. Come on. Come on. Newsweek. Newsweek. Liberal Newsweek. Liberal Newsweek said that manhood is declining. We're in a drift. When the liberals who don't like to define lines between man and woman say we need masculinity back, you know we got problems. Come on, we need some men up in here. We need some kings. We need some warriors. We need some men. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, come on, every man here. I bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. Every man, cover your eyes right now. Put up your hands on your eyes. Hands on your eyes. I pray right now for everything that we've seen. I bind that stuff right now in the name of Jesus. I take it captive now in the name of Jesus. God, that we would start looking to the things of the Spirit, things that produce life. Our eyes would be in a place that start to grow, change, develop. We're going to be looking to where we're going, not snares and entrapment and entanglements of this world. Come on. Put your hand in front of your heart, guys. I pray for this heart right now in the name of Jesus. I speak courage and boldness to step out and be the man of God, to be the Noah, to be the Joshua, to be the Moses, to be the David, to be that man of God that says, follow me. I bind fear and intimidation. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Look at me. We're breaking things. You cannot be a voice until you hear His voice. And hearing His voice takes preparation. It takes preparation. Preparation. Read, pray, read, pray. Spend time on your knees and pray and pray. And I promise you, He will speak. He will direct your life. And He speaks in a number of ways, guys and girls. He speaks a number of ways. But I promise you, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He is directing and orchestrating your steps. You hear what I'm saying? Come on, can we sing that? He loves us. Come on. My God. Broken. Woo! What is it like when the church is hungry? What is it like when the church is hungry? Oh, I'm hungry. I don't want my bed. I don't want my food. I don't want some snack or pizza. Man, I'm hungry for the things of God. Generation of difference makers in this room, boy.
We hope this podcast has encouraged and motivated you to reach for more. Don't forget to check out Stephen's new book, Be the One, which is now available at stephensexton.com, amazon.com, and barnesandnoble.com. Thanks for listening. Let's change the world.